Reading from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 28 and 29 and 31. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, the day that we call it the Prime Lifetimes in Review. And our editor-in-chief, Marianne Simpkins, joins me here at our Marketplace Mall studio. Hey, Marianne.
Hey there, Mark.
I say that because on Monday I was interviewing Pastor Ray Peppel from Lincoln, from the First Baptist Church of Lincoln in Springfield.
Nice guy.
Yeah, great guy. And we coordinated so he could come and pick up the Prime Lifetimes papers for May. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I was here with Chad Hoffman, and he's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County. And both those interviews are archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link. But it was fun visiting with both of those guys. And today it's fun to meet up with you.
Okay,
thank
you. And
do our Prime Lifetimes in Review. And we opened up with those scriptures because this Sunday is Mother's Day. Spoiler alert, guys, don't forget this Sunday, Mother's Day.
Well, and girls, it's not just for guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, girls, well, I just trust girls are usually on board.
You're still on top of that?
Yeah, they got it under control. It's us guys that sometimes forget or don't follow up. But I think our reading today is Rob's way of honoring his mom and mothers in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that this would be a special Mother's Day for you, mm-hmm. primarily that you would recognize God's love for you, that you would see yourself as his beloved daughter, because you are in God's eyes. He fashioned you, he created you, he gave you abilities and talents and gifts and skills, and he desires to know you. We talk about this a lot on Monday when we talk about prayer, mm-hmm. that he delights in hearing from us. And I would pray you would seize that truth and take it into your heart and recognize you are a beloved daughter.
That's beautiful.
Daughter of the King.
That's beautiful.
And today we're also going to be reading some listener letters. So I don't know, I have
about a
dozen or so laid out here for both of us to go through. So stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes. But on Wednesday, we like to read from our beloved publication, The Prime Life Times. It's informative, engaging, and positive for the active lifestyle. And I was commenting, I know you saw the email, and others have also stated, Kelly did some say a bang-up job. But
A great job.
A wonderful job. Our front cover, if you look at it, you're almost drawn into, what is this paper? I want to read it. I want to see it. It's brilliant blues and some green. It's this huge sea turtle in the ocean. I like how she laid it out with the Prime Life Times kind of imposed into the ocean. And how it's all set. So if you haven't picked up your edition at one of our 400 area locations, do that soon or subscribe and have it mailed right to your home. We're happy to send it out. It's $30 for 12 months. So whenever you start, you would get it for the next 12 months or give it as a gift. We have a number of people that do subscribe, and you can find out more at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifetimes.com, and you'll see the subscription link, the various locations sorted by cities and by state, because we have a number of places in Indiana. In fact, little shout out for Robert and Darnell Degonia. We met them up at the Beef House the other day.
Oh, did you?
And so we treated them to dinner, thanking them for all the times they've delivered the paper throughout Indiana. He's got a lot of territory that he covers. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, this is the spoiler alert, Rob's birthday's coming up. We got him a little gift card to the...
Are you talking about Rob Seidenberg now?
Yeah, Rob Seidenberg.
My goodness.
His birthday's coming up. He's going to be 77.
Yes, his birthday is coming up.
So we're praying for his health. We've mentioned him the last few Wednesdays. We can't wait to get him back in the studio.
Oh, that's for sure.
He had major heart surgery, and he's still recovering, but he loves the Beef House, too. So
that's
we got
so nice, Mark.
A little
I
gift
guess he
for
knows
him.
His present now.
Yeah, he does. On the way there, I said, how old are you? And we're on the way to one of your favorite restaurants.
Nice.
And so, but they still don't have the salad bar operational at the Beef House yet.
Oh,
yeah, and they
on.
Have that great salad bar.
They do. They
and I'm
did.
Like, wow, Indiana opened up much earlier than Illinois, and people were leaving Illinois and going to Indiana to eat out without the masks and all that. But they don't still have their salad bar where in Champaign, like the Ribeye, where where they have a great salad bar, they've been full service for a while now. So I'm like, Why don't they have that going yet?
But I hope they still have the strawberry preserves for their rolls.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah,
all is well in the world.
They had
then.
To deliver that, though. They delivered your little pre-made salad, and obviously the rolls were tasty.
And
that bean soup is very good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We're just getting into this about the Beef House.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we got to get them advertising again. Of course, when we got there, they only had a few of the papers, so we ran in like three bundles. They go
nice.
Through a lot of papers. Right at the door as you go to the Beef House, the Prime Life Times publication is there.
Well, you're making me awfully hungry.
Yeah, that's right.
This happens a lot with you. You just talk about food and you're just...
And I haven't even brought up popcorn yet.
No, no.
Yeah. I guess I did.
Yeah, I guess you did. Oh, wait, I did.
Yeah, we had a couple of visitors the last few days that have come in and gotten popcorn, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our open house, so we'll have popcorn there for those that visit.
Oh, my word, you really are going down that trail.
Yeah, popcorn has to enter into the to the mix. Yeah, on the 21st of this month, there's an open house at the WLUJ Family of Stations Studios, 600 West Mason Street, so 1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have Butch's world-famous Italian beef, and we'll have that
sliders.
Hawaiian bread, the little sliders. I think we're going to have gift bags for the first 50 families or individuals that come in. And we'll have a giveaway table and some other things and some drawings. We're working on appetizer coupons to the Texas Roadhouse and some other things to give away. So that's on the 21st, 1 to 4 p.m. Everyone's invited, but it'll be happening in Springfield at the studios. It's a great brick building on a nice intersection with parking on both sides of the building. And then you can park across the street. Also, there's a company there that has opened up their lot. And then there's a lot just to the east of us. And people can park there. We'll have signage up. But come visit, say hi, meet the staff, and maybe even record a radio announcement.
Oh, yeah. I think I have this right. It's the 35th. Is it anniversary?
Oh, yes. Okay. WLUJ, it's the 35th year of proclaiming the good news message of Jesus.
That's pretty cool.
So we'll celebrate a little of that. We'll probably have some cake and some other things to hand out and share with y'all. I'm still working on a food truck. I don't know if I can pull that off. And I saw there was a coffee truck, their inaugural launching out of Cisna Park. I don't know if it was a cabe. One of the Cabe family members had posted it. I don't know if it's something that they put together, but they took like this big trailer, a nice one, and they custom built it into a coffee truck.
Oh, that's cool.
Where they have all the coffee fixings
and like that.
Mixes and all the stuff that they do. And I did put a Facebook reply and saying, hey, might you entertain the idea of driving to Springfield? I haven't got a reply yet, but anyways.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Mark. I tell you, I hope the listener has either eaten breakfast or dinner or something, because every time we sit down, we start talking about food.
That's right. Oh, well, it's Wednesday. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. And as mentioned, our editor-in-chief, Marianne Simpkins, who's been pouring her heart and soul into this for a little over 5 years.
Well, hopefully I still got my soul.
Yeah, and your heart, for that matter.
But I have been pouring out a lot of energy into it.
Energy and effort, and we really love it. The subscriptions have grown.
Yes,
the distributions have grown. The readerships have grown. And even though most newspapers are on the decline, this publication has increased, and I think people have really received it. They enjoy it. It's even, I think, now 3 days on the radio reader where they read it for those that have...
visually challenged concerns.
Yeah, so they'll read it like word by word. I think they recently replied and said, we're able to read through the whole thing.
Yeah, they do. 3 times a week.
It's
very
interesting
cool.
how God's using this publication, and it's in so many locations that the general public is picking it up.
For free.
And we always pray and hope that they'll connect with the radio ministry, hear our good Bible teaching and God-honoring programming, and come to know that saving knowledge of Jesus, or grow in their faith journey wherever they're at on that continuum as they walk and model Christ to the world.
Yeah, very much so. All right, so this is on A3, and it's Rural Memories, the column, and the title is The Wash Stick.
Hmm.
Mother had a worn and seasoned wash stick in the basement near her old Ringer washing machine. Dad had drilled a hole in one end and passed a length of leather thong through it, which he then secured by tying a square knot. That let Mother hang the stick up on the wall when not in use, but it also let her put her wrist through the thong so she couldn't easily drop the stick into the wash water. Yes, it floated. It just didn't get along well with the agitator. Mm-hmm. Yes, as you guessed, she used that 1-inch diameter stick to push clothes down into the water when she started the wash. The hard water was treated with Lewis Red Devil Lye. As good Christians, we seldom mentioned the brand name. That devilish water treatment let Mother use little slivers of homemade lye soap instead of an expensive laundry detergent. The stick also kept her hands out of the lye water, so she didn't have to wear rubber gloves. Though our machine...
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, back in those days,
yeah.
All that was involved with just washing clothing and mm-hmm. all the work and effort and energy that went into it.
Yep. Though our machine was termed an automatic, that wouldn't be accurate in any present sense of the word. Mm. One had to manually start and stop the machine and the wringer and ensure the small tray under the wringer was tilted in the correct direction to always drain wrung out water in the direction it came from.
Mm.
One washerful and 3 tubs full of water would wash 12 loads, provided one observed the correct washing order. Whites came first. Dirty farm jeans and bib overalls came last. Some years ago, my brother, who always keeps us abreast of such matters, told us that Maxine, an old family friend, had passed away.
Hmm.
3 of my siblings and I were able to attend her funeral at a little country church. One of Maxine's sons stood at the front of the sanctuary and held up a well-worn stick. I knew immediately what it was. It was his mother's old laundry stick for getting the clothes to soak up the water quickly in her old wringer washing machine.
Hmm.
That wash stick, he said, represented his mom and her hard and faithful work all through her life. It also represented to him all that she had done for her family and others through the years. Though she had graduated from college and spent over 30 years teaching school, she was also a mom, a homemaker, and a farm wife. Before the boys were big enough to drive a tractor, Maxine could often be seen tilling the soil or hauling corn or hay on their farm near the highway.
When you were reading this, did you picture Ruth Esri a little bit?
Oh, hey, that's yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah.
After the boys had all left home and established their own families, Maxine retired from teaching but volunteered for many years at both town and school libraries. That simple laundry stick reminded me of my own mom and her hours of work in our farmhouse basement and of all her hard work on our behalf. I thought that wash stick an apt symbol of what so many moms have done for their families through the years. Copyright Rob Seidenberg.
And I'm turning back to Proverbs chapter 31, verses 28, 29, and 31 that we began the program.
Yeah.
But this is so true of so many of the moms that tune in or are part of our radio listening family, have modeled Christ through their efforts, their energy, their love for God, their caring spirit. So many of the moms that you and I know, Marianne,
yeah.
and that I know many of our listeners would identify fall under these verses. Her children arise and call her blessed. And if that isn't the case, Mom, for all the effort and energy you've poured into the family, let Marianne and I, our voices of affirmation, be a blessing to you, because many times your unseen efforts in giving and sacrificial
so true.
Work behind the scenes doesn't get appreciated.
And God saw it and
yeah,
sees it.
God sees it. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. And I think of some of those other verses where continue to persevere, because God mm-hmm. does see the efforts. He does see, and maybe your rewards won't come here on this
That's
side
true.
Of heaven, but he does see them. None of them go unnoticed. And he, in a sense, is rooting for you.
And you know, there's something to be said that it's kind of hard to explain. But when things don't go right with children, sometimes it's the mother that gets blamed a lot of times. And there's even a proverb about that. I can't recall where it is, that like the children rise up and the father is esteemed, you know, and the children fail and the mother is like blamed. You know, I can't remember where it is in Proverbs, but it happens. And, you know, women just tend to take that on sometimes and feel like, oh, no, the kids, they're not turned out right yet, or something went wrong, or, you know, just that perseverance word is powerful. Yeah. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying.
Yeah. And finish well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some listeners that are finishing well, and they are encouraging us daily or weekly by writing not only the financial support, but the encouraging words that bless us in many ways.
It's true.
So we're going to read some listener mail.
All right. This is from Sharon to WLUJ.
Hey, Sharon. What town?
Yeah, Springfield.
Ooh.
Hey, that's Springfield, Illinois. Thank you for your radio ministry. I've been listening to WLUJ for 30 years, ever since we moved to Springfield.
Hmm.
That was when you were still in Petersburg.
Yeah, way back.
Wow. I listen all day and have been so blessed by the sound teaching, music, talk shows, and kids programming. Thank you again. And prayers for you to continue strong. Sharon,
we'll take those prayers. That's a lovely note. Yeah, very much so. This comes from Barb and Barbara from Mason City. We listen, and she underlines this a lot, to WLUJ. Thank you all so much. I would like to have 2 copies of your daily programs. Thank you. And then you can see Paul, he wrote a little note, check done. So he sent that off. And then she lists her address. We moved to Mason City 29 years ago and have been listening to WLUJ since.
Wow.
Hey, thank you. And she has a little joy address label there.
I like that little check mark done.
Yeah,
he's an organizer.
Oh, Paul is totally a gift from God.
Okay, this is from John and Gail in Paxton.
Oh, those two help deliver the Prime Life Times publication, write us every month.
This came to Great News Radio. Thank you and all the staff for keeping God's word going out over the airways. Great Bible teachers, David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll, Mark Job, and inspirational music.
Hmm.
Blessings, John and Gail.
Hey, thanks, guys. This comes from Molly from Farmer City. We love so many of the radio shows, and our family has listened for years. Thank you, Molly. Thank you for your support.
Some long-term listeners writing in right
here.
Okay, this is from Laura in New Berlin.
Hey, Laura.
Happy anniversary, WLUJ.
Yeah.
Yay.
35 years.
Hello, WLUJ staff. I'm very thankful for Christian radio. Such a blessing to get to listen to God's programs and hymns. I have my radio on all the time in the car, too. Very helpful. It's such a blessing. Thank you for all you do, Laura.
Thanks, Laura. This comes from Alice from Springfield, and she writes a neat little comment under the prayer request, signature wobbly arthritis. So we'll pray up your arthritis and appreciate your kind words. She writes, your music is great. All year long, like your early AM lineup, Dr. Charles Stanley, J. Vernon McGee, David Jeremiah, etc. Well, thank you, Alice, for your support and kind words.
Okay, now this has to go to the WLUJ studio, Mark. This is a beautiful congratulations card to them.
Yes.
Very pretty. Very pretty. This is from Jerry in Springfield. Happy 35th anniversary to WLUJ, and the card says, best wishes for a terrific future. He writes, may the Lord bless you and the radio ministry in spreading the salvation message of our Lord and Savior Jesus. In Christ's love, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. This comes from Steve and Dorcas from Macomb. And I have an exciting announcement. Somewhere down the road, we have 2 frequencies in Macomb, and we're going to have the WLUJ format will stay on 1 frequency, and then the Great News Media, the WGNJ format, on the other frequency. And so we're still working out how to get that going and the power increase that will accompany that. And so we're excited about moving forward. So our Macomb listeners and those about within 20 or so miles can have both formats to listen to. But this comes from Steve and Dorcas, and they wrote on one of these response cards for the friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ Family of Stations. I was so excited to hear Open Line broadcast on the air Saturday, especially the past week as Chris Fabry interviewed Dr. Radelnik on his conversion story. Thank you, thank you. We didn't get the newsletter and new schedule. If you mailed us one, it may have gotten lost. Could you please send another one? Thank you. And again, this is from Steve and Dorcas. We'll do that. Look at Paul. Done. And so we know it. Look at it. He even has a date. So it's sent off. Thank you, Paul, for doing that. Thank you, Steve and Dorcas. And yeah, we're working on a new and improved program guide for the Great News radio listeners, too. So that's in the works. And Hopefully we'll have all three formats on one program guide, all updated. There's been a few changes and some programming hosts that have changed, but hopefully that'll be out in another couple weeks.
Yeah. I've had people already asking for it. Okay, here's a note, response card from Champagne. Thank you for all you do to lift up the name of Jesus. Love you all with a big heart.
That we send the love back.
Yes, we do.
Here's a note from Mary from Petersburg, Illinois. And under prayer requests, she put many unspoken, and we record all those, and we have a list. Paul keeps track of all that, and then it goes out to our prayer warriors and our team that meets usually on Thursday to pray up the various requests that are sent in.
I think Paul's very diligent about that, too.
Yeah, Paul's. Actually, I've been listening to a lot of the different things that Paul does.
I know. Every now and then, Paul does this,
yeah,
Paul does that.
Paul helps with that. Paul assists there. And then she writes, God has been good to us this year, as in the past years, always, exclamation point. Thank you, Mary. And yes, we do serve a great God. And that's one of the privileges as a broadcaster, to proclaim his goodness, to lift high the name of Jesus, to educate, edify, and evangelize, help people know that God loves them, educate them in biblical truth, and encourage them with our music mix, the various devotional thoughts, and just the programming that's 24 hours a day so people can hear it in the middle of the night, in the afternoon, you know, maybe when they're shut in and can't make it to church on Sunday. So we thank God that we can broadcast on these 19 frequencies, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
Well, it's amazing how sometimes you just turn on the radio station and something's being said. I mean, this happens to me.
Yeah.
I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my goodness, why are they saying that right now? That's perfect.
Yeah. Somebody might be praying up a direction to take and then the topic on whatever program is addressing that. That happens, I think, to all of us.
Okay, so Mark, we have to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, moms. Thank you for the great work you're doing. And thank you, dads, that are playing a unique role in helping maybe your spouse, your wife, or...
Okay, now when Dad's Day is coming, you're going to say, and thank you, moms, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure.
Equal time for all.
Oh, yeah. No, I will make sure.
Equal time. All right, everyone. Well, it's Wednesday. Some call it hump day. You're getting over the middle of the week, heading towards the weekend, but we still have a few more days to go. Lots of work to do, and that's what we got to do. Yeah, we got to get going so we can get at that work. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Happy Mother's Day.